Welcome to the Plug-In Podcast. I'm your host, Krista Scripter. I know I talked about YouTube last time, but it's something I'm always insanely intrigued by, beyond being someone who watches a lot of YouTube. And that's the growing trend of Let's Plays. If you're not familiar, a Let's Play is a video of someone playing a video game while talking over it, usually with others or by themselves. Some Let's Plays are reviews, some are just people sharing the experience of playing a game.
Hello everybody, my name is Markiplier and welcome to Selfie Tennis.
Markiplier is a famous YouTuber who's made streaming video games a full-time job. He has over 12 million subscribers who check in daily for his videos.
Oh, I'm so bad. Okay, that did something. Shit.
So why do we like to play so much? Why do we spend so much time playing with others? And why do we want to share that experience with others?
Sharing is very fundamentally human.
Larry Daly is a journalism professor at the University of Nevada, Reno.
So if you look at how the human brain was perhaps hardwired by evolution, say you're out hunting in the forest and you see a tiger behind the tree, you get into flight or fight mode. And this is pretty much what happens anytime that humans are faced with stress. Adrenaline goes up and your brain becomes very linear in nature. You're not looking at all the merits of the forest and the tiger behind the tree. You're thinking, do I A, try to hunt the tiger and have it for dinner, or B, is the tiger trying to hunt me and have me for dinner? And so you're thinking in a very linear manner. And that's actually describes what happens at work a lot. We're in stress. We have a deadline. We're trying to get things done. And so our brain tries to find that flight or fight solution to get you through that.
But he also teaches a game design class for journalists.
So last semester, with all the elections coming up and the issues about immigration and those kind of things, what the students did was they started looking at polls, and they created a game show metaphor in a virtual game where it's a quiz show. And so it gives you the information from a poll, and then you've got to drag to a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent who, you know, what percentage says this. And what you learn after about 2 minutes of playing the game is actually you probably don't need to look at any more polls because you already know people's positions.
Larry says that applying game theory to current events like an election, journalists are pushing themselves to better connect and engage the audience. The audience being anyone who watches the news.
It's actually, there's a lot of research that shows that there are two times when your brain tries to form nonlinear and therefore more creative solutions. One time is when you're asleep. That's why dreams can be so weird. The other time is through play. Or another way to look at it is through a playful experience such as storytelling. And then you tell stories and you embellish. And that's where the creativity comes. And that's where the innovation comes. Actually, science supports innovation happens a lot more through play than it does through focused work.
Why offer a game design class to journalism students?
Well, if you look at games, if they're done correctly, they are intrinsically rewarding and engaging. It's pretty hard to play a game if you're not engaged in the game and if you're not rewarded at every step in the way. And then you look at what are the issues that many communications professionals are having right now, particularly journalists. A lot of them are having problems with, well, engagement and having people feeling rewarded for having engaged in the journalism. The question comes, what can we take from these media that are intrinsically rewarding, and how can we help journalists kind of flip their minds over and to say, is it possible to have people think about serious issues and actually have fun when they're doing that?
So how are gamers changing the way humans collaborate?
Gamers are super empowered, hopeful individuals. These are people who believe that they are individually capable of changing the world.
Jane McGonigal is a game designer who wrote Reality is Broken. In her 2010 TED Talk, she shared why gamers being good at games is a good thing.
And this is a problem that a lot of gamers have. We feel that we are not as good in reality as we are in games. But I also mean good as in motivated to do something that matters, inspired to collaborate and to cooperate. And when we're in game worlds, I believe that many of us become the best version of ourselves, the most likely to help at a moment's notice, the most likely to stick with a problem as long as it takes, to get up after failure and try again.
McGonagall argues that giving gamers a life-saving mission and rewarding them every step of the way gives gamers incentives to push at a problem until it's solved.
If we want to solve problems like hunger, poverty, climate change, global conflict, obesity, I believe that we need to aspire to play games online.
She also shares a story about how her team tried to use gamers to solve real-world problems, like an oil crisis.
So this is World Without Oil. We made this game in 2007. This is an online game in which you try to survive an oil shortage. The oil shortage is fictional, but we put enough online content out there for you to believe that it's real and to live your real life as if we've run out of oil. So when you come to the game, you sign up, you tell us where you live, and then we give you real-time news videos, data feeds that show you exactly how much oil costs, what's not available, how food supply is being affected, how transportation is being affected, if schools are closed, if there's rioting, and you have to figure out how you would live your real life as if this were true.
The game officially wrapped up back in 2007, but on their site, the team concluded three things. One, that a game can tap into the problem-solving capabilities of an internet collective intelligence and apply them to real-world problems. Two, a game can crowdsource an exceedingly complex problem using the collective imagination to visualize a boots-on-the-ground perspective. And three, a game can create a what-if space where people feel welcome to express views and are encouraged to act about ideas.
And I can tell you that this is a transformative experience. Nobody wants to change how they live just because it's good for the world or because we're supposed to. But if you immerse them in an epic adventure and tell them, we've run out of oil, this is an amazing story and adventure for you to go on. Challenge yourself to see how you would survive. Most of our players have kept up the habits that they learned in this game.
McGonagall's experience shows that the gaming community can come together to create something impactful. Daly shares that by seeing what gamers are doing, journalists can learn how to engage their audiences better.
I guess where I go with it is, the written word's been around a long time now. We still have written stories that suck. And we have ones that will make you cry or make you laugh. People are looking for, are games the answer, the be-all, end-all? What is this? There's no magic wand. It just is. It's a tool. And we're going to find examples that bring out the lowest in low life, and we're going to find examples that bring out the highest in human potential.
Okay, so what does that mean for professional gamers like Markiplier? While his games may not be world-changing problem solvers, he is responsible for bringing together a community of people, and a pretty big one at that.
Although I try to make the best videos I can, I try to make the most amazing, incredibly funny, and totally clever videos that I can, and I love doing it, there's a reason why I'm here, and there's a reason why I'm doing this, and I don't believe in anything more than I do in this community.
People who regularly donate to his charity streams, people who are encouraged to be the best human beings they can be.
I firmly and truly believe in you. Everything that I say, I mean. With every fiber of my being, I believe in you. And I know that together we can do some of the most amazing things to change the world. And this community has gotten so big and so powerful in the YouTube community as a whole that it's unreal to think about. But it's something I'm so incredibly proud of.
Ultimately, it's not games that are going to change the world. It's people. It just so happens that people work better when they play together. Special thank you to Larry Daly, Mark Fizbatch, Jay McGonagall, and as always, the University of Nevada, Reno for letting me use their resources. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and follow me on Twitter @Krista_Scripter. Thanks for listening.